Oh my goodness. Hello, humanity. Good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's morning, wherever you are. We are in beautiful, beautiful, sunny Oroville, and I'm so happy and grateful that you have joined us. And today, you are going to see it to believe it. Because when you see something and when you believe it, oh my gosh, it changes your perception. And this is what I have done for a number of years that has brought me just greater joy and greater happiness in my life. So I'm going to share with you three fun ways that I have used to shift this perception. So it's through gratitude, visualization, and feeling the feeling. As an actor and as a medical clown, I rely on my imagination and ability to create something out of nothing. It goes right back to when I was a kid. Probably when all of you were kids, you had this amazing ability where you were going to be an astronaut, or you were going to be a nurse, or you were going to be the refuse collector, or the doctor, or the teacher, or I was going to be an Olympic athlete. Well, in my mind, I still am, and in my mind, I won many, many awards as a swimmer. But today I have different goals. So the first thing that I do when I wake up in the morning to bring me greater joy and happiness is I start my day with gratitude. You know, I'm in bed and oh my goodness, I love my pillow. And I say that in that groggy way and I cuddle up to my beautiful feather pillow and I have an awesome bed and I stretch out and I say, thank you, thank you, thank you for this amazing, beautiful life I have. And I see it now and I believe it and I create it. Now, it has not always been amazing in a good way. I mean, there's been times and it's been, not very good at all. But I have been able to shift it. And it's through the mindset and through the gratitude. So it's gratitude for everything in the past, in the present, and in the future. Hamish and I have been together for 35 years now. It has not always been happy and joyful, believe me. A lot of times it has. But what I say now is I'm so happy and grateful for the mutually respectful, kind, loving, and super fun relationship I share with Ham. And life is grand. And as I say that, and as I zoom with him, it's we remember all the amazing things that we have done in our 35 years of being together. And then I give gratitude for my family, my friends, my home, my beautiful community here in Oroville. And you know, sometimes I just say, I'm so happy and grateful that I have the ability to pull the covers up over my head and just be and cry. Because it cleanses my heart and it cleanses my soul. And then I'm able to hop out of bed and feel great. Sometimes it takes about an hour, but that's okay. Because in these times, that's what I need to do right now. So it's shifting that perception and it's through gratitude. And also every day I write out 5 things that I'm grateful for in the future, as if they have already happened. Okay? I'm going to give you an example. When Hamish and I were... You know what? I'm going to save that example for another time, for the next time I speak. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you the future. So when we came to Oroville, we knew that we needed to find a beautiful home. And we saw the home. We saw the garden. We felt that it needed to have certain things that we wanted. It needed to have a lovely kitchen. It needed to be cool because we were coming from Canada. And so we visualized it. And lo and behold, we got it. And we felt that feeling because in Canada, every single time we went past a certain house, we always said, we are going to live in a house just like that. And we did. And so what I learned from that experience is to visualize what I want, to see it as if it has happened, and then to feel that feeling that it has happened. And so as Wayne Dyer says in his book, you have to see it to believe it. And many of our sages say that. Tagore says that. We have to see it and believe it. And that feeling will create it. So those are three fun ways that you can shift your perception to bring you greater joy and greater happiness. And in the next episode, I will actually share with you something that happened to Hamish and I when we were in Israel, when he lost his passport, and how we use these very things to bring his passport back home to him. So on that note, thank you all so much for joining us, and we wish you a happy, happy day. Enjoy your day. Laugh your way out with us, and let's share love, healing, and happiness throughout the world. And let's count on the count of three. One, two, three. Send that oxygen around the world, and especially to Delhi.
Vous êtes bienvenue à Auroville Radio, la radio d'Auroville.